You are listening to WVOT for Washington. We have a very special broadcast for you here today. We have former WVOT DJ Josh White from now the University of Miami. Hello, Josh.
Hi, Eric. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. So you have began your pursuit of a career as a broadcaster. What has been your most favorite experience so far?
Actually, just last night was my second volleyball broadcast for the University of Miami women's volleyball team. It's been pretty fun to do. They played Florida State last night, who ranked 12th, and they've actually a pretty good team. Miami suffered a big loss. They lost their pre-All-ACC setter, Haley Templeton, but calling the games and preparing for that is pretty cool.
What's it like broadcasting volleyball? Because that's not really a sport that many people, you know, think would be popular for broadcasting.
Yeah, not something you necessarily expect. It's kind of like broadcasting a hockey game. It's pretty quick-paced. Think about, like, how fast some of the hits can go. But if you just can get going with it, it's kind of fun. And a bunch of analysis. I did play volleyball in high school, so that helped out a lot. But it's a lot of fun to prepare and learn about these players and give it a shot.
Which other sports were you've done? You've been on the field for the four football games, taking pictures as well. What has that experience been like?
That's really cool. You're with a bunch of professional photographers that's their everyday job, and they're publishing and they're getting their work published in magazines like Sports Illustrated or on the front page of the Miami Herald, stuff like that. It's really cool. I haven't gotten run over yet, which I'm pretty happy about. But I've gotten some cool pictures of some nice touchdown runs. Anything you can think of, I've gotten some funny signs of people in the crowd not wanting to vote for any of the candidates in the election, but wanting to vote for head coach Mark Richt, things like that. It's been an awesome experience.
Now, you've done some broadcasting, you've done some pictures. Where do you, let's say we're talking in 5 years, where do you see yourself?
That's a great question. As you know, I'm all up in the air. I am majoring in broadcast journalism, but I really do love writing for sports. I've written 14 of every 15 articles, so I'll be a senior sports writer for the Miami Hurricane already. But really my passion is for play-by-play broadcasting on the radio. Ideally that would be baseball, but I'm really open to anything. Obviously, like I said, I've done volleyball. I'll be doing basketball in a month once that season starts. I'm really looking forward to that. And then baseball following that, so pretty excited for it.
What are you most looking forward to see from the basketball team?
The Miami basketball team was pretty successful last year going to Sweet 16, and obviously they got upended by Villanova, who ended up winning it all. But they lost a couple seniors. Angel Rodriguez was a big loss for them. They lost Sheldon McClellan, who went to the NBA. But they brought in some nice, cool recruits. And that's actually one of the nice things about being on campus here. It's kind of like, you see all those people that walk around New York City or Los Angeles, and they run into famous athletes, and they take a picture. And I'm just walking around campus, and I see Brad Kaya, the quarterback of the team, who's projected as a middle first-round pick. You see guys like Bruce Brown, who was a top 30 recruit this year for basketball. And it's just really cool trying to see them and see how nice they are, and really cool taking pictures of them.
Now you're also going to be doing the baseball play-by-play in the spring. Which sport are you more looking forward to doing, the basketball or baseball?
I don't know. It's going to be an interesting challenge. I know a lot of people listening to the baseball game. One of the upper classmen was telling me it's like as many as 3,000 people are listening. It's kind of scary, honestly, but baseball has been my favorite sport since I was little, so probably baseball for that one.
What is it like? I mean, what is it like knowing that you've always wanted to be, you know, something you've wanted to do for a while, and now it's actually happening?
Yeah, it's really unreal. Like, you think back to when you're a little kid, and, like, I feel like everyone that plays sports, but, oh, yeah, my dream is to be a Major League Baseball player, and obviously for 99.9% of people, that doesn't pan out to happen. And obviously that's not the path that I will ever go down. But when I got to Shriver and got involved with radio, and Mr. Klaus was so welcoming and gave me a chance, and just going from there, and anything can really happen as long as you put your mind to it and put in the effort and all that time and hard work.
I'm glad you brought up our station here and Mr. Klaus' help. How has spending 3 years or however many years you spent being on WDOT helped you in college so far?
I think it helped a lot. A bunch of the stuff that I learned in the class and on the air really made a difference in just ways that I approached broadcasting and different ways of thinking about it. There's things that Mr. Clapp will prepare you for that you just would never expect. He'll do really funny things. Like, I can just think of one time last year when I was senior, I wasn't even broadcasting. But Mr. Klaus was kind of goofing around and trying to keep you guys tame during one of your broadcasts, and he just put a funny picture of a llama on the screen. And I thought it was kind of funny, and if I were broadcasting, I probably would have said something about it. But just teaching you different things about it that you never know what's going to come up, and things can happen.
Yeah, I think we were actually talking about something like that yesterday because I was doing my show, and a couple of kids were running back and forth down the hallway screaming. And I told him, and he said, "I can't let that bother me." He said, "We need to do more practice with him screaming at me while I'm broadcasting." But I think, yeah, I definitely see where you're coming from. I think from what I've seen is that he's done a nice job preparing us for, I guess, what you're experiencing now. Is there anything that now that you've gotten your feet wet a little in broadcasting that you would have liked to have done in high school to maybe better prepare you for what you're doing?
I think the only thing that I wish was different, and it's kind of a shame that it isn't, and that's just the size of the broadcasting program at Shriver, and it's developed great, and a big donation from the Slade family to found the station, which is awesome. And to give people a chance to pursue stuff like that. It's just a shame that some of the equipment isn't there that we can use to really cool things. Like, I know we broadcast some of the football, basketball games, baseball games, lacrosse even at WDOT. But obviously a lot of it, it's all recorded and then we put it up online. Being like 100% live doing a sport is really different.
Right.
Because it's not like you can make it like a highlight reel and just keep the big touchdown ones or whatnot. You got to keep going. You always got to be turned on. Stuff like that. And in studio, the only thing, which is, I know they have it in professional studios, and it's kind of a little ridiculous, but it's really helpful when you need it. They have a cough button and a dump button. So if you slip up and say a bad word, you can click dump, and then it rebuilds it up just like a professional radio station. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's... Our cough button is just shutting off the microphone, but that's always helpful to have. And I understand where you're coming from with the doing our broadcasts, putting them up after, because, you know, I've done a couple, and, you know, you don't feel as much pressure as you normally would because you know that you have the luxury of just editing it out or, you know, just putting what you want up. So I think that... That could be something that I don't know if we could figure out how to make that better, but we'll see what happens. And lastly, you've also been working at a TV station. What can you tell us about that?
It's been a different experience because I never have done TV before coming to Miami. But it's been awesome. I work at UMTV, which is the University Television Station, and I'm a sports reporter there for the show Sports Desk. I've already done one story about head coach Mark Richt and his visit to a local park, Mills Pond Park in Fort Lauderdale. So that's pretty awesome. I have to interview him one-on-one. I'm doing another story next week. I'm going to do sort of a look in the day of the life of an athlete and see how that's different. It'll be nice and fun. I'll get to wake up nice and early and start filming. And then film them at practice, sit down, interview them one-on-one. Kind of the same setup ESPN would have in like a 30-for-30 thing or an E60 and with a nice crisp interview, and I'm looking forward to it.
Alright, it sounds like a lot of fun. So that will do it for our interview with Josh White, former DJ here at WDOT. Josh, thank you for your time. And we'll hope to hear from you soon. Good.